Hey all Huakuis, I think this will be my last video for 2024 before we go for our festive breaks lah, like Christmas, then followed by New Year. Then I guess the next video should be in 2025 already lah. I want to do this video for this bunch of people. They are so hot because they have been baking their Huakui bigger and bigger, and 7.5 years later, and finally they have MOP. You know who you are? You are the owners of 100 Palms Residences. And this video is to teach you how to upgrade your portfolio to a better portfolio. Now you are going to achieve your second property by 2025 lah. 100 Palms Residences, finally MOP 18 December 2024. Today, 531 owners, you are the real Huak. Kui now. Ergo tune is so good. In the last few videos, I told them I lost the K. The K. And now they send me a new K, you see. Support Ergo Tune. I go and buy. It's really very comfortable. There isn't any transactions right now. The only way to know the real value is to wait for people to transact on 18th of December, which is your MOP date. And they will reflect in the public data maybe 2 weeks later. So that means early Jan, then you will know the value of your property. The objective of this video is you don't anyhow sell your 100 pumps or don't anyhow value your 100 pumps because there's no transaction, and I don't want you to anyhow sell at a lousy price because you have waited for 7.5 years. You should have healthy profits. That's why you need to watch this video before you make any decisions. I know some of you, kia su, right? You have already sold, you have already collected option fee, which you are not supposed to do, which is before your MOP. I will keep quiet for you. But the objective of this video is don't anyhow sell if you don't know the value of your property. And there are 531 huakuis. So the question now, what are you going to do next? Are you going to nua for the next 7 years? Or are you going to do something with your portfolio? So later I'll be sharing like 2-3 options that you can do it for yourself, or you can explore the ultimate plan, which I also share with you in this video. And I have a better news for you. I have real case study for you as well. 100 Palms Residences launched July 2017. I remember I saw this article. They say that they sold out the EC within hours, which means it's already 7.5 years. Consider quite fast already lah. I remember last time there's some delay, some of them they can only sell like 8-9 years, but this with MOP is only 7.5 years. 100 Palms Residences is in the northeast region, so you have an upcoming MRT, which is Serangoon North. I guess if you walk to the entrance of the Serangoon North MRT station, it will just take you maybe 300 meters, maybe 3-4 minutes walk lor. And opposite you, there's this very good school, Rosai Primary. Let's recap how much they bought in 7.5 years ago. Wow, they launched in 22nd July 2017. You see that 3-bed, 2-bath, 800 plus per square feet, 730,000, 750,000, 820 per square feet, 720,000. Wow, cheap like 大便, yeah. That's why sold out in few hours, ma. Then the 4-bedder, wow, 1.07 million. Wow, not even 1.1 million. Ooh la la la. So if you look at the recent transaction history for 100 Palms Residences, 219,531 huakuis, you can see that there are no recent transactions because no one can sell before their MOP, ma. But if you say that, Eric, but I saw some sales before. I know what you mean. I think you are referring to these few units here, which they sold this size at around this per square feet. And after looking at this, I know you are very worried because you thought that, hey, why so little? Why do I make so little profits? Because these people who sell their units to these buyers, the buyers must fulfill their HDB rulings, and it's not considered a condo yet. So the price that they sell to don't reflect the real value of your current property price. What you have learned here, don't use past transaction history, which is before MOP transactions, to determine your property value. I'm going to show you a few ways that I use that you can determine your property value. The first way, you can check how much INS residents profit first, since they MOP the same year as you. INS residents, same TOP year as you, 497 units, which is about same size, so very good comparison. It's just that it's different area. Wow, very good transaction volume. Okay, most importantly, see how much they made. 72 profitable transactions, 0 unprofitable lah, confirm one lah. If you unprofitable lah, walao, you can throw your whole ancestor's face. I guess this, their 3-bed, 2-bath, You see, profit 560,000, 3 bed 2 bath 560,000, 3 bed 3 bath 680,000, 4 bather 630,000 to 681,000. You can see, very good ma. Again, this is different area. Your area is definitely better because you have upcoming MRT station that which is walkable distance, and you have a good school where inns don't have. So you should make more lah. The other way is to compare the condos around 100 palms and use that as a guide. I can only think of Affinity lah. Affinity at Serangoon, 1 year old, 1,000 units, and it's a condo status. Yes. Today, condo and EC, they are the same status now. So Affinity at Serangoon is 1 year old. Your 100 palms is 5 years old. So the age gap is 4 years old. 4 years old, $50 per square feet per year will be $200 per square feet. So let's look at how much their 3 beta transacted price, and we use the per square feet, and we minus 200 to derive your 100 palms 3 beta per square feet. Something like that lah. These are the 3 bed 2 bath. You can see it's about 1,008 each per square feet. The big 3 bed about 1,008, 1,009 per square feet. Don't know why is these are 4 or 5 bed. It's about 1,700 per square feet. So let's start with the 3 bed 2 bath. You want to be conservative, let's use 1,009 per square feet as a guide lor. 100 pumps should be selling at around 1,700 per square feet lah. Then now let's see how much is the value of their property. In summary, for those people who wants to know your value of your 100 pumps, I have come out a table just for you. You see, Eric, how good, right? Give me a round of applause, eh? Don't it. I can't hear. You just need to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Of course, if you can sell higher, I am more than happy for you. In summary, how much each of the floor type makes in 7.5 years. Ooh la la! So now the most important question. You know you are sitting on a gold mine. So what are you going to do now? Don't do anything? Or how are you going to plan to build your portfolio into a more huat portfolio? Bon bon wish all the owners huat huat ah. Don't do any silly thing ah. Remember to upgrade to your two good properties. And remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Mwah, okay. But the most important question now, what are you going to do next? So the good news to you, I have real case study. Usually before the ECMOP, I have people come to me straight for one-to-one consultation. They engage my service to plan for them what to aim next to build their huakui bigger and bigger lah. Any of you who wants to know how healthy is your portfolio, even for me, if you want to come for my one-to-one consultation, I will need to see this, which you can do it for yourself. This is the link, tinyurl.com/savvyasset. You just need to input the yellow boxes, then you will know how much money you have, which is your net worth. And with a glance, you can see what's the resources you have for the second property lah. And remember, huakui stands for HK. So if you buy a right property, you'll be a HK, which means huakui. But if you buy a wrong one, it means hong. Yala. So guys, buy the right property. For those people who needs my help to help you shortlist good properties that can perform 100k per year appreciation plus rental income, you can consider to come for a one-to-one consultation. Let huakui guide you to your huatness. I have a few one-to-ones that has a 883 square feet, and this is their numbers. Easily, when you look at this, you can see who is successful already. You still don't know who? It's the husband that can find such a successful wife. For the husband, clap for you. Then you put in your selling price for the 3 bed 2 bath. I say it's about 1.4 million. Put in your outstanding loan, for this case 510,000. Put in all the CPF use lah, accrued interest all add in for the husband, CPF OA put in, wife do the same, savings 350,000, and they have 100k fixed D. After they put everything in, voila, they have 1.48 million worth of assets. Good lah. So what can you do next? I have 3 options for you. Choose one of them. First option, decoupling and buy the second property. That means if you love to stay your 100 pumps and you want to wait for your upcoming MRT, and or you want to send your kids to Rosai Primary, you want to stay there forever, you can consider to keep your 100 pumps and take out one owner and let this owner buy the second property. It's called decoupling lah. For this kind of portfolio, husband and wife, young, you have good income, healthy income, I will suggest the second property to be up to $2 million first. That means your two properties will add up 1.4 million for your 100 pumps, 2 million for your investment property, which total up to 3.4 million. And your own stay is 1.4 million, which is 100 pumps, which is a 3-bedder OCR. Second property, I will suggest a $2 million condo, which is a 4-bedroom resale OCR or 3-bedroom resale City Fringe. For new launch, also can, but at 2 million. I don't think you can get 3-bedder. The max is 2 plus study, OCR maybe. Now we're going to decouple the case, which is we are going to go surgery room to separate the husband and the wife. So now the question is, who should be the one keeping 100 pumps? Is it the husband who owns 6,000 or the wife who earns 10,000? I will be suggesting that the husband who owns 6,000 so that the higher income earner can go out to buy the second property. So decoupling, there's a lot of numbers one. I just go through quickly. If you don't understand, just watch this video many, many times. And don't forget to watch all the ads. I created a decoupling calculator for myself. I can't give out because you won't know how to use a calculator anyway. It looks like this. So there are three criteria where decoupling will be successful. Number one, husband's income must support 780k of loan. Number two, after decouple, the wife will get back all her CPF use plus 120,000 cash proceeds. Number three, they need to pay 21,000 in cost lah. Just know that there are two sets of legal fees, buyer legal fee and seller legal fee. Now I show you the overall monthly installment. For the own stay $1.4 million property, monthly installment is around 2009. Today's rate is around 2.55. And I guess it will drop to 2.5% soon. And if you think that the installment is actually very low, you are correct. I can do this low. And monthly CPF contribution, you have 1,003 to pay for installment. That means your cash flow will be negative 1,006 every month. So you still need to pay 1,006 every month using your cash or your balance CPF if you have any left. Now let's talk about investment property. The good news, whatever resale property you buy, the rental can cover. Rental 6,000, monthly installment is about 5,006. And using your CPF contribution every month, you have 1,003. You have a cash flow of 1,700 every month. That means with these two properties, you are getting $100 for two properties. Of course, if you want to put in all your maintenance fee lah, blah blah blah, property tax, just add in maybe another $500 per month lah. And not to forget, after buying these two properties, you will still left with a balance of 230,000 cash and CPF left. Option two, sell one, buy two. You don't want to stay in your 100 pumps anymore. You sell one and buy two properties. Likewise, I would suggest two properties adds up to be about maybe the first one 2 million, the second one 1.5, example. So first property, own stay 2 million, you can buy a 4-bedroom OCR or 3-bedroom City Fringe. Second property, about 1.5 million, 3-bedroom OCR resale. Let me run down the installment quickly. Monthly installment 5,600, CPF 1,003, cash flow minus 4,003. Rental 4,003, monthly installment about 4,002 with your additional CPF contribution 1,003, cash flow plus 1,004, which means for these two properties you still need to pay 2,900 for two properties. Then you can add in your property tax lah, maintenance fee lah, or maybe 4,000 for two properties. And not to forget, the down payment for $2 million property all in is 575,000. All in means your legal fee, stamp duty lah, everything in lah. 1.5 million down pay 425,000. So these two down payment exactly $1 million. You have 1.48 million lah, minus 1 million, you left 480,000 cash and CPF left. Where got risk? There's no risk. If you talk about renter, you can easily find tenant within 1 month. During the COVID worst time, I can easily find a tenant 1.5 months. And now without COVID, easily 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you will get a very good tenant. And you have 480k leh. Used to pay, you can pay how many years? Where got risk? Sell the property 3 years later, make a lot of money, then you restart again lah. I give you the option 3, the what max one, max First property 2 million, second property maybe we increase to 2.2 million. Same thing, money installment is the same for 2 million. For 2.2 million, you can have a higher renter. Money installment is CPF, cash flow 2,003, and you pay $2,000 for two properties. And not to forget how much money you have left. For 2 million, you down pay 575, 2.2, you down pay 635, you have 1.4 million, you left 270,000 cash and CPF. With this money, if you use it wisely, there's no risk. Imagine, this is just owners having an 883 square feet. With this kind of portfolio, they can easily buy the second property. Now let me show you the power one. Imagine today you are the 5-bedder owner. This is how their spreadsheet looks like. Ta-da! They have 1.93 million. Almost 2 million already. So there are two options that you can do. I show quickly what you can do. Yeah, got money, you can do whatever thing you want. I will suggest 5 million portfolio. You can go for one freehold landed property, then you don't buy your second property. This is just one example you can do, especially for those people who want to achieve a freehold lender in your lifetime. At 5 million, talking about freehold lender, definitely you can buy a freehold inter-terrace in OCR. But the max you can go, you can stretch, is a semi-D in city fringe freehold. Good, right? Let me show you. You can see, it's recently, 2024. You see, semi-D, 4.8 million. Or you can see, semi-D, 4,000 land, 5.1 million. Or semi-D, 2,004 land, 5.1 million. So you can easily say that the condition for the 4,000 square feet land, inside, correct lah, got ghost lah. Then the 2,400 land at 5.1 million, it looks a lot better. It's a moving condition type lor. But in this case, you don't have your investment property to generate in rental income for you lor. I show you the cash flow. At 5 million, the down payment is about 1.5 million. Money installment is about 14,000. Even both of your CPF contribution after minusing 2006, your cash flow is minus 11,004 lah. Come on guys, usually people who can buy lender, they are business owner lah. So 11,000, aiya, sub soy lah. Come on guys, you are hua kui leh. What is 11,000 for? You can hao lian to your friend. I sing gong liao, successful already. You have a freehold semi-D in city fringe leh. And some of them can even walk to MRT eh. And not to forget, you still have a balance of 430,000 cash and CPF. That's your safety net lor. Okay, but if you don't want to go so crazy then we can split up 2.5, 2.5 also can for two properties. At 2.5 million, you can get a 3 or 4 bailer OCR or 3 bailer city fringe. Likewise for your investment property. Quickly, I show you the cash flow. Money installment 7,000, CPF 1,003, your cash flow negative 5,007. Your investment one will be having a cash flow of 1,008. So you pay 3,009 for two properties and you still have a balance of 480,000 cash and CPF. So guys, I hope that this video will help you to give you inspiration to upgrade to your two properties portfolio. This is the max you can do. So do it, my friends. And interest rate is coming down. Likewise, people like a low interest environment. So in 2025, I foresee there will be more people buying into properties. Buy the right property. See you next year.